Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14 to 21. Ephesians 3, 14 to 21. For this reason I fall on my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth receives its true name. I ask God from the wealth of his glory to give you power through his Spirit to be strong in your inner selves. And I pray that Christ will make his home in your hearts through faith. I pray that you may have your roots and foundation in love, so that you, together with all God's people, may have the power to understand how broad and long, how high and deep is Christ's love. Yes, may you come to know his love, although it can never be fully known, and so be completely filled with the very nature of God. To him who by means of his power working in us is able to do so much more than we can ever ask for or even think of, to God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for all time, forever and ever. Amen. My theme for reflection is filled beyond measure. Filled beyond measure. A few days ago, I tried to stuff too many things into my bag. Laptop, books, charger, water bottle, umbrella, lunch, and predictably the zipper refused to budge. In my ambition to carry everything, I had packed it so full that it became unusable. That is how life feels sometimes, doesn't it? Overfilled with things that don't quite nourish the soul, and yet we still long for something more, something deeper, richer, and more lasting. In Ephesians 3:14-21, the Apostle Paul offers us a vision of what it means to be truly full, not with clutter, but with the fullness of God. At the heart of this remarkable prayer is not a request for more stuff, more comfort, or even more knowledge. Paul bows before the Father, the source of all life and identity, and asks that the church, ordinary people like us, would be strengthened inwardly, that Christ will dwell deeply within us, and that we might be rooted and grounded in love. It is not three separate prayers, really, but one integrated longing, that God's presence would so saturate our lives that love becomes our soil, our breath, our very identity. This is no sentimental love, but the infinite, self-giving love of Christ. Paul prays that we might comprehend its breadth, length, and depth, not to contain it, but to be caught up in it. It is a love that reaches into every broken place and stretches across every dividing line. And remarkably, this is not a knowledge we gain alone. Paul says we comprehend this with all the saints. Christian maturity, then, is never an individual achievement. It is something we grew into together, in worship, in service, in struggle, and in grace. Karl Rahner once wrote, "In the torment of the insufficiency of everything attainable, we learn that ultimately in this world there is no finished symphony." But Paul reminds us there is a greater symphony being composed in us and through us, the music of God's love overflowing into a hurting world. And so we are filled not to become self-satisfied, but to become vessels through which God's reconciliation and reconciling love flows. Paul concludes this majestic prayer with one of the most breathtaking doxologies in Scripture. "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, to him be glory." And where is this glory seen? Not in grand buildings or popularity, but in the church, the community of saints sustained by grace, rooted in Christ, and radiating the love that surpasses knowledge. Glory looks like a group of people being reformed into the likeness of Christ for the life of the world. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life are you most in need of being strengthened in your inner being today? Number two, what will it look like for your life to be more rooted in love, not just love received, but love shared? And now our practical exercise for the day. Find 5 minutes today to sit in stillness. Ask God to fill you with his love, not just emotionally, but deeply in your inner being. Then think of one tangible way to share that love with someone today. A word of encouragement, a small act of kindness, or a prayer on someone's behalf. Gracious Father, we kneel before you today with open hands and hungry hearts. Strengthen us with power through your Spirit. Let Christ dwell richly within us, and may our roots sink deep into your love. Help us grasp what cannot be grasped, and to know the love that surpasses knowledge. Fill us not for our sake only, but so that your fullness would overflow into the world through us. To you be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.